It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score after overtime, the Vancouver Canucks 4 and the San Jose Sharks 3. Tough loss, tough point for the Sharks to give away. In the Western Conference race, it was done before a crowd of 11,307 at SAP Center at San Jose. Time now for the Sharks Instant Replay to tell you how everything happened tonight. In the first period, the shots were 11-7 in favor of the Sharks, but one chance that Vancouver had went in on a long shot from Kyle Burrows. Nils Höglander gunning it around the far boards. It's put back to him. Now to the point. Quick shot. Score! Tic-tac-toe. A right-handed shot from the left point from Kyle Burrows. And Burrows makes it 1-0 Vancouver. It all started with a face-off win, Brett. But Burrows gets his second goal of the season. Yep, Bo Horvat won the draw. He picked up one assist. Also, JT Miller assisting on the play. And Kyle Burrows puts one past Kaapo Kähkönen that Kaapo probably should have had.
Yeah, just one of those nights again. They're just looking for that save from Kaapo Kähkönen and just is yet to really give them that full 60 minutes. And unfortunately, a couple of that he'd like to back here tonight.
But on the other side of the ice, Thatcher Demko, the kid from San Diego, made a couple of big stops at the end of the first period. Well, toward the end of the first period anyway, to keep the score 1-0. Glove down at center ice by the Sharks defensive combo of Šimek and Čičak. And now it's backhanded in on the left wing side by Cunning. The Sharks go into chase. Gregor has it, centers it out in front. But Bonino couldn't get a stick on it. Kept in by Carlson. Cross ice. Megna, the shot wide. It's coming back to EK65. He makes, a brilliant move right through. Dries walks to the slot, shoots one save. Rebound, Bonino, a backhand shot. And that was stopped. Here's Gregor shooting it. Save made by the goaltender Demko. Rebound right wing side, Carlson's in deep. Whips it rink wide now, Megna shoots. Save made by Demko, and play is called. And some tremendous work by the Sharks in the offensive zone as we have a break in the action.
Just an amazing couple of stops there. Erik Karlsson, a brilliant little move on the point to keep the puck in play. That line combination of Bonino, Cunning, and Gregor worked well all night.
Yeah, they really did. And I think, you know, we look at the separator in that line is Noah Gregor. I mean, he really has added his speed element and really pushes back defensemen that allows Cunning and Bonino to kind of, you know, create a little more room for themselves. But really, if Gregor's not skating that line, then isn't as effective. But you can see the impact he makes when his legs are moving. Boy, he really sets that part, into that line, really elevates that line altogether.
It really was a good night for Noah Gregor, who wound up in the hockey game with 5 shots on net, and he was +2 on the night, and that's all because of using the legs and using the stick properly. And he came close to scoring a couple of goals, including on that chance there just a moment ago, but Thatcher Demko was equal to the task. But that line combination kept on going. Early in the second period, Kaapo Kähkönen made a nice save on Ilya Mikheyev to keep the score 1-0, and then with 3:48 to go in the second period, it would be Luke Cunning on a kind of a broken, fluky play in front, taking a Nick Bonino tip and knocking it with his body into the net. Quinn Hughes had to play the carom, and he was checked there by Cunning. Now Gregor comes over and steps up. The puck bounced on him, but trailing to play Bonino to Cunning. The shot, the save by Demko. Cunning actually fanned on that. That made it a really dangerous play, but it went right into Demko, and the Sharks keep the pressure on. Bonino tipped it. It's in the air. Bonino scores! That was a pass from the right point by Benning. Bonino got a stick on it on its way in. And it fluttered over the top of Demko and in. And I'm not sure if Cunning also got a piece of it, but Nick Bonino should get credit for this. It is 1-1. Well, Nick Bonino did get a piece of it, but Cunning also did with the top of his helmet, it looked like, or part of his body. And so that's why it fluttered up in the air after Bonino tipped it. So it would be Cunning's first of two on the night from Nick Bonino and Matt Benning, who fed the puck in from the right point to tie it 1-1. That's where we were at the end of the second period. The Sharks had fought back for the first of several times in this game.
They would take a 2-1 lead with their only power play of the night when at the 7-minute mark of the third period, it would be Burroughs taking the penalty for cross-checking, and the Sharks had the Cache Creek Casino Resort power play. Logan Couture, who scored a lot of good goals for the Sharks this season, would get another one. Off the face-off, shot by Couture, score! Sharks win the face-off. Erik Karlsson on the left point slides it over to the right. The left-handed shooting Couture shoots it toward the goal, and it tips in, and the Sharks have taken a 2-1 lead with a huge power play goal. Unfortunately, that would be as far as the Sharks would get in terms of the lead in the game. Couture's 12th from Erik Karlsson and Alexander Barabanov, who won a nice battle to make sure the Sharks won that draw. Time of that, 7:05 of the third, San Jose 2 and Vancouver 1. But then the Canucks would fight back and take the lead. They would fight back with a goal by Ilya Mikheyev with 11:46 to play, his sixth of the season, from Pettersson and Kuzmenko, that made it 2-2. And then a really tough goal to give up at 10:44 for Kaapo Kähkönen and company, as Elias Pettersson was by himself in front and he tipped the shot home. Behind the Sharks' goal line, Vlasic trying to fight for it there, can't get it. A little too easy for Mikheyev to poke it back to the point. And a shot, score! From the point, Oliver Ekman-Larsson threw it to the goal and Pettersson got a piece of it right through Kähkönen. That's one you can't let in, and it's 3-2 Vancouver. But it's also one where you can't make it too easy on the opposition, and that's exactly what happened in the middle of the play. Enough for the play-by-play guy to notice it.
Yeah, those are the ones that I think late in the shift, Vlasic got caught out there, and one of those ones that you've got to bite down then at that point when you're tired and you want to get off the ice and you can't. Those are the ones you had to find a way to keep digging and find a way to at least make it a little more harder on that player. But he ended up getting the puck, second effort. Give him a lot of credit. He dove to get that puck back to Oliver Ekman-Larsson on the shot. And then Pettersson, just kind of a redirect, gets it through the goaltender there on the play.
And so Pettersson extends his point scoring streak to 6 consecutive games as he assisted on that play, or scored a goal on that play, assisted on the other one by Mikheyev. So the Canucks suddenly in the third had a 3-2 lead. But the Sharks, one thing they don't do is quit. They kept on fighting. And Luke Cunningham, who had a great game tonight, would end up tying the score 3-3. Vancouver picks up the rebound. They cannot clear. Held in nicely by Bonino to Gregor. Sends it off the right boards. Karlsson will stop it. Whips it rink wide. Moving in. Cunningham, the shot. That's blocked. Karlsson stops it on the right wing half boards. Moves away from Lazar. Sends it in front. They score! Luke Cunningham ties the game 3-3 off a brilliant pass from Erik Karlsson. 5:15 to go, and Cunningham showing his worth in tonight's game with a big, big goal. Fifth goal of the season, second goal of the night for Luke Cunningham at 14:45 of the third. Erik Karlsson's second point of the night, 32nd of the season. Nick Bonino also his second assist, and the Sharks were even with Vancouver. Things were looking pretty good. The Sharks had a couple of big shifts, I should say, but right after those big shifts, Vancouver started to push it hard, too. And in the final seconds of the third period, things were looking mighty grim as Oliver Ekman-Larsson came up with the puck on the left wing boards and had a clear lane to skate in on Kaapo Kähkönen. Kept in by Bear. Cross ice, Ekman-Larsson. Canucks playing with confidence here. They're 3-3. Ekman-Larsson stick handling, holding it, shooting it. Save made by Kähkönen. The rebounds to the near side with 26 seconds to go. And oh no, Gregor couldn't clear it out. Kept in by Ekman-Larsson. Cross ice, Bear. Dropped it back, Pettersson. The shot toward the net wide. Canucks pounce on it. Ekman-Larsson goes in deep. He moves in from the boards, out in front, shoots. Save, Kähkönen. Another stop by Kaapo, and he's able to hang on. And those were two saves that he absolutely had to make, and he did. Well, he did make those saves, and we went to overtime, so both teams had a point. But unfortunately, then another loss of focus for just a few seconds at the end of a shift for Timo Meier, and it resulted in the overtime winner for Kuzmenko. Back to Meier. Oh, no. They were both trying to change. Meyer's going to have to stay out. Meier gave it away. Here's a headman feed for Hughes. He's got a tired Meier out there to deal with. Meier staying with him. Hughes dropping back. This could be trouble for the Sharks. But Miller loses on the check to Meier and comes back, and the Canucks need to change too.
Timo's got to get off the ice here. There he goes. Finally. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. A headman feed. Kuzmenko has got a breakaway. Bennett going in. He did. Kuzmenko scores. The Sharks get caught on the change. Kuzmenko hanging out at the Sharks' blue line. Looked like he was onside when he took that pass. And Vancouver wins it in overtime. 4-3. A lost point for the Sharks on this play. really a disappointing finish for the Sharks. Andrei Kuzmenko picking up his second point of the night as he picked up the game winner, his 10th goal of the season, 3-on-3. The first loss in overtime for the Sharks this year. Miller and also Horvat make that. Hughes got the assist. So it was Kuzmenko's 10th from Miller and Hughes at 1:12 of overtime. And the Canucks win 4-3. It's tough to get over this one, Brad. It really hurts a lot, especially given the fact that the Sharks just haven't had a lot of luck at home this year.
No, and then they had that little break there off of Cunnan's back to go in. I haven't seen any breaks after that. They haven't had a lot of power plays. They're not getting a call at home. Not a lot of respect right now. I think the officials haven't given the Sharks much respect just because of where they stand in the standings. It's been frustrating. You know, I think they could get a few more calls here and there. They could earn a couple more, too. I think it kind of goes both ways. But again, I think, you know, Sturm getting him back in the lineup is going to make a big difference. He's a big hole, I think, right now.
He skated hard today, by the way.
Good. He'll probably be getting back in there on this road trip, which is nice to see. Yeah, they're going to have to find a way for Kapo to really find his game with James Reimer out. I mean, he's going to have to get into a rhythm. Maybe by playing every night here on this road trip, maybe he can find something that he can really lean into here because they need Kapo. He's got to really find a way to find his game here on this trip.
Final score, Canucks 4, the Sharks 3 in OT. San Jose now dropping back, and their record is 7-13-4. For 18 points, they pick up a point for losing in overtime. They are 2-8-4 at home, which is number 31 in the NHL in home record. Vancouver is now even at 500 on the road at 6-6-2. Bruce Boudreau's team wins in Colorado. Then they win last night in convincing fashion in Vegas. And tonight they win in overtime 4-3. The Canucks now 9-10-3 overall for 21 points. And they're in the conversation in the Western Conference. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.